ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question, and this question is about the levels of fasting. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. This is a month in which we have been obliged to fast. This is a very important month of the Islamic calendar. It's the month in which the obligation of fasting obviously is here and present in this month. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed. It's the month in which the night of ordainment falls. There are a lot of distinctions for this month. So the question you want to ask today is this: what are the various levels of fasting? Or what are the different types of fasts? We can almost word it in this way. Fortunately, the response to this question can be found in the hadith. We have one hadith transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he said, "Sawmul qalb khayrum min siyam al-lisan." The fasting of the heart is greater and better than the fasting of the tongue. This hadith simultaneously alludes to the various levels of fasting. It also alludes to the different types of fasting. We have a fast of the heart. Obviously, fasting means that we stay away from something. We keep away from something. Fasting of the heart probably means that we keep away from things which would detract us from the remembrance of God and turn us away from Him. The fasting of the tongue probably means to keep away from the sins of the tongue. Obviously, if you're fasting and you think of something besides God, it's not going to invalidate, your fast. But if you are able to, this obviously elevates the level of your fast to another level. Then the Imam, in continuation, he says, وَصَوْمُ اللِّسَانِ خَيْرٌ مِّن سِيَامِ الْبَطْنِ. The fasting of the tongue is greater and more virtuous and better than the fasting of the stomach. Which is not specifically, fasting of the stomach per se. It refers to the actual obligation of the fast in which we are obliged to not eat, not drink, and also the other things that we are obliged to keep away from. This beautiful hadith has been transmitted in the famous book of hadith, Ghurar al-Hikam, a collection of Imam Ali's sayings, volume 1, page 417, and it is the 80th hadith of this book. In a similar fashion, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "Iza sumta fal yasum sam'aka wa basaraka wa sha'raka wa jildak." When you fast, your eye, your ear, your hair, even your and also your skin, all of these should be fasting along with yourself, with your stomach. This hadith has been narrated in Kafi, volume 4, page 87, and is the first hadith on that page. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the levels of fasting. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.